It's the precious and vital seconds of life, isn't it, that we're understanding about today. Our next call took place just a few days away from Christmas, when Mandy Overson was expecting her second child. Now, during the night, she thought she was having back pain, but she was a neighbour. You might not want your kids to hear this. You might not want your children to hear this. That's a decision for you as a parent. You might find some of this distressing. The reality is that the baby was coming so fast that she picked up the phone and she dialed 999. Have a listen to this.
Ambulance service, what's the address of the emergency, please?
My baby's coming, I can feel it coming.
Your what, sorry?
My baby's coming.
Your baby's coming. Right, okay, I want you to slow down. Tell me your address very quickly and clearly, all right?
Drive. Yes.
Okay, I want you to stay on the line with me. I'm going to stay right with you until help gets to you, all right? Okay, you stay on the line with me. What's your name, darling?
Amanda.
Are you feeling the labour pains?
Yes, I've been feeling them all night, but I thought it was back. Right. It was just tummy ache, and then I thought I would have time.
How many weeks pregnant are you, Amanda?
40. And
your full term, are you? Amanda, I need you to check for me. Is the baby completely out?
No, I haven't had it.
No, it's not. You just have to ask that you can't see it. Can you see any part of the baby, Amanda?
No.
Okay, you can't see or feel any part of the baby?
No.
Okay, definitely not.
No.
Right. Okay. What are you? And have you been having contractions?
Yes.
Amanda, how many minutes apart? Deep breath, darling. Okay, deep breath. Settle down. Okay. Is it passing?
Head's coming out. I feel like the baby's head's gonna.
Darling, okay. What have you got on?
I'm sitting in the toilet.
Darling, I need you to get off the toilet, okay? I need you to get off the toilet. Can you get down on the floor?
I'm doing a poo as well.
No, sweetheart. I need you to get off the toilet, darling. Honestly, I need you to get off the toilet for your safety and your baby's safety. I need you to get off the toilet and you get on the floor. Okay. Have you got some bleeding, Amanda?
Quite a lot.
A lot of bleeding.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Don't sit in the toilet. I don't want you to cross your legs and try and prevent the birth. All right?
Right.
Are you on your own there completely?
Yes, my partner should be here.
Right, sweetheart, I need you to put your hand down. You're going to have to check if you can feel any part of the baby. You may not be able to see. Can you put your hand down? Feel if you can. Can you feel any part of the baby?
I'm just lying on the bed.
Right, okay.
No, I can't feel anything.
Is it on? Does it feel? Can you feel the pressure?
Yes, I can.
Right, okay. Right, okay. Deep breath. Try and breathe through it. Okay, breathe.
I think I can feel its head.
You think you can feel the head?
Yes.
Put your hand down between your legs. Can you feel it? Amanda, you're going to have to very brave for me, darling, all right? Okay, you see when the contractions are coming, Amanda?
Yes.
Do you feel like you need to push?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
When the contractions are coming?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you tell me when the next one's going to start and you see if you feel you need to push, you tell me, all right? Okay, how far away is your husband?
He should be here very, very soon.
Has he got a mobile number?
He doesn't have his mobile. He
doesn't have a mobile. All right. Is that another one?
Yes.
Okay. Deep breath. Amanda, deep breath. Try and... Okay, do you feel like you need to push, Amanda?
Yes.
Okay. Good girl.
I feel it.
What?
I feel it.
Okay. Can you feel the head?
Yes.
Right, okay. Your hand, right. I want you just to put nice, firm, steady pressure on it, okay? Okay, as the head starts to come out, is it starting to come out?
No, it's going back in again.
Is it going back in again?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that big contraction, can you feel that baby's head coming out against you?
Yes.
Can you actually feel the head, or is it just the bulge of the head, Amanda?
It's the bulge.
It's the bulge of the head. Right, okay. You see, with each contraction that comes, I want you to try and, as best you can, and put your palm of your hand down and just put a wee bit of gentle pressure just to keep the baby's head from coming out too fast, darling, all right? Okay. Calm, deep breath, all right? I'll keep talking to you, all right? Tell me when you feel the next labour pain starting.
It's starting now.
Right, okay. All right, put your hand down a minute, see if you can feel the wee head, can you? Darling, is it hurt?
It's coming.
Right.
Right.
Can you feel the head, Amanda? Right. Okay. Where's the baby's head?
I'm on the phone, the baby's coming out.
Right, put him on. Put them on.
Hello?
Hiya. I need you to look at her very carefully.
Yep.
Can you see any part of that baby?
I wish I didn't.
Can you see that baby's head?
No, I can't see nothing yet.
Right, you can't see. Okay, well, I want you to stay right with her. Can you just listen to me, all right?
Yep.
We have help already on the way. I want you to get her on the bed. I need you to go and get a nice clean towel. Can you do that?
Yep,
okay. Okay, your baby seems to be coming quite quickly there, all right?
Yep.
Okay, so I want you to stay with her. Get her to tell you when the next contraction starts. You see, when the contraction starts, I need you to look down at her very carefully. Tell me if you can see any part of this baby appearing. Is she starting to push?
Yep, it's your baby's head.
Right, okay. You can see the head?
Yep.
Right, okay. When the contraction comes, put the palm of your hand and put nice, firm, gentle pressure on the baby's head to keep it from coming too fast.
Yep.
Okay, tell her to push as hard as...
The ambulance is here.
Right, no, you just stay right on the line with me, okay? Tell her to push as hard as you can.
Push as hard as you can, mate.
Is the baby's head out yet?
Yeah, that's about half out.
Right, gently clean the baby's mouth and nose with the towel, okay?
Yep.
Now, as the baby's wee body comes out, it's going to be slippy, don't drop it, all right?
Yep.
It's a wee face, okay?
Okay.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Is the baby crying or breathing there?
No, nothing yet. The
Grant. Okay, let the ambulance man deliver the rest of it, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, you did good, all right?
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.
Blows your mind. A total stranger here in the this 999 centre, a total stranger connecting with a mother who needs that stranger's help to deliver new life. And you think how calm that operator was. You think of the amazing job that operator did. You think the amazing job that mum did. And the result? Well, let's ask her. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're sounding a lot calmer, Mandy.
Oh, I've just listened to that for the first time in ages. That nearly brought a tear to my eye. I forget how horrific it was at the time.
Can you describe what it was like at the time to be alone delivering a baby?
Oh, well, I didn't really have time to panic or be scared or anything, really. It just kind of all happened so quickly. But I panicked when I realised that Alan, my husband, didn't have his mobile with him. And because it was my second baby, I was aware that the baby was coming, that it wasn't just the contraction. And that's when I panicked and rang 999 and got through to Leona, and she was absolutely fantastic.
I think she was, sometimes I think I do a good enough job. I do nothing. My job is completely irrelevant compared to what these people do.
They deserve at all. You don't realise how hard they work and how well they're trained in what they do.
Yeah.
She was just absolutely fantastic.
What did she mean to you being on the end of the other phone?
Oh, just to have somebody calm and tell you exactly what to do and just be so reassuring. Was fantastic to have her there.
And you were clearly in a lot of pain, and you clearly needed someone else. Had you have been alone?
Oh, I would have completely freaked out, and you know, you can only think what would have probably happened, because she told me when to push and, you know, to do exactly what I needed to do to have a safe delivery.
How's your child now?
She's great. She's 6 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm still in contact with Leona. And so Sophie, my daughter, you know, we're very grateful for her.
You're still in contact with the operator?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you actually get to meet her or anything?
I did. I met her when Sophie was about a month old. I was lucky enough to be able to meet Leona in person, and the two ambulance men came and finished off the delivery, which was really great for us as well to be able to say thank you, because it meant so much that we were able to have, you know, the baby healthy and delivered safely.